Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetess Lisa, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to play another worship song. So I was just waiting on you. Yeah, I thought you were going to play another song. But I'm play, play
oh,
my
you want something more worshipy?
Yeah, I thought you were going to play the song that I would actually before I come on there. Remember that song? I can't remember the name of that song. Just play one more song, then I'll be ready. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me look at my phone. Y'all, good evening, everybody. We are here for Women Speak Now and Be Heard. A little communication breakup, but we are going to fix that and wait for the Lord to move tonight. We're excited for the woman of God to bless us as we...
God, not by might,
We are the temple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people.
Tonight, how many want to tell the Father to fill me up tonight?
How many will tell the Father that I provide the fire tonight? How many will say, Father, I provide a sacrifice on tonight? How many won't tell the Father tonight, Father, I need to be filled? Come on, somebody. Sometime we need to go back and get a refilling on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but I'm so excited on tonight just to see and hear whatever the Father has prepared for his son, his daughter, for his children on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh my God, I come before your presence tonight, oh God, just to say, Father God, I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. I come to lift your name, oh God. I come to shabak your name on tonight. God, whatever I say on tonight, oh God, you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get all the praise on tonight, God. I give you honor tonight, God. I reference you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Speak to my lips of clay, God. Open up your people's ears, God, that they might be to receive, might be to hear, might be to download, might be to receive whatever you have for them tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, ha, yabo, shanda. My God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost, Shanda, that I don't shake. Oh God, tonight the Lord said, how many want to be filled tonight? How many said, God, fill me up tonight, God. I need more of your spirit. I need more of your love. I need more of your joy. I need more humility. I need more peace tonight. Come on, somebody, tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody to say amen right there. I don't know about you all, but I'm excited what the Lord has to store tonight. Women speak now, my God of Zion. There's a word in my belly, my core by Shando, Iana, my God. Rivers of living water shall flow out of your belly on tonight. The Lord began to steal with me. I said, God, what shall you have me to prepare for your people? How many know we belong to no man, no woman? We belong to God, the Most High God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a word on tonight. I began to speak the Lord, began to study and pray and meditate, began to fast. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, much is given. Much is required. Come on, hallelujah. Sometimes we got to learn how to go in. Come on, somebody. The Lord has me up 5 a.m. on my face praying. Do it feel good to my flesh? No, it do not. But I tell you one thing. I learned how to go in. The Bible said in the last days, he calling for wailing women to be awakened on tonight. Hallelujah. And I begin to seek the Lord tonight concerning this word. 2/24/2022. Come on, somebody. And the Lord began to say, tell my people to go ahead. The Lord said, tell the people on tonight that I said, go ahead. So what are you saying, Prophetess Harris? Come on, flesh. Pastor Harris, come on. The Lord said, we're going to tell my people to go ahead because we've been praying, we've been seeking God. Come on, somebody. We don't fast, we don't meditate, we don't sacrifice a whole lot of things. The Lord said, go ahead with your vision. Go ahead with your dream. Go ahead with your message. And what you mean, go ahead, because the Father say, I already went before you. I have prepared the way. I cleared the way for you. Come on, somebody. The Lord said, he already began to lock the gates on tonight. So he said, go ahead. Ooh, my God, that's good right there. I'm going to clap myself tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to make myself happy tonight because the word of God comes to enlighten them. The word of God comes to light a fire in us on tonight. Come on, somebody. When you begin to spend time in prayer, when you fast and pray, you seek the face of God, when you sell out to God, when you sacrifice your whole entire body, the Bible says, much is given, much is required, much dedication. Today, I was so drained in my physical body because I've been praying for so many people. I've been waiting, been crying out, let me focus. God, I said, God, I just got to get home and get into your presence. I need to be refilled. I need to be refreshed. I need to be refined. Restore me, Hayabo Shando. Oh, my God, I'm Zion. So that the Lord said, it's time to go ahead, huh? How many people going to keep waiting? Let me tell you something, baby. God waiting on us. Then the Bible say, if you make one step, God said, I will make two. Come on, somebody. The Bible say, well, if you make happen for me, God says somebody else will make it happen for you. Much given, much required. in order to produce a great harvest, a great ministry, he said a seed must go into the ground. And that, come on somebody, when the last time you put a seed in the ground, when the last time you went behind your seed and see is your seed begin to come up, oh my God, hallelujah. The Bible said one plant, but God begin to increase. God said, tell my people on tonight that I said, go ahead. Woo, my God, the Lord himself goes before you and me. Oh, my God, you better hear me. The Lord himself go before you and me. Will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid when the Lord say, go ahead. Woo. When the light on green, are you going to sit at the light? Come on, somebody. The light on green means, baby, go ahead. You got the right of way. Come on, somebody. The Lord said, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord, God strong and mighty. He said, do not be discouraged. For the Lord will personal. Personal. He said, that means your name is on it. You better hear me tonight. Will personal go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you, nor abandon you. Ooh, my God. So the Lord is saying all of this, what you going to do? You still going to stay stuck? You still going to stay in that same place, that same position? You still saying, I'm waiting? The Lord said, no. I've made the way for you. I cleared the path. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He said, now you can go because the Father said, I have went ahead of you, and I don't find out the land. I check out the land. I called the angels. I called Michael, the warring angel. I called Gabriel to go in before you. My hobo, she, I, my toe. He said, call for Judah, the praises, the worship. When they go in, they set the atmosphere. So God said, all we got to do is just walk through. Ooh, walk through what? Walk through the gate. Walk through the city. Walk through the country. Why? Because the Father says, I went before you. He said, personally, go ahead. And he will be with you. The Lord goes before you. He will be with you. Do not be afraid nor dismayed. And the Lord is the one who's going ahead of you. He will be with you. Whatever decision that we make, go back to St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. All his righteous things shall be added unto you. Why you say that? Because I seek first the kingdom. Oh, my God. I didn't make no decision. I didn't make no moves. I didn't go to the left, to the right. I seek first the kingdom of God for direction. I seek for the kingdom of God for the anthem. I seek for the kingdom of God before I go ahead and I wait on my Father to tell me, Lisa, go ahead, daughter. Ooh, my God of Zion. See, what's on the body of Christ, we ain't seeking first the kingdom. We're seeking first man, woman. Come on, let's be real. Don't be paranoid tonight. He says, seek first the kingdom. First. We got to go back and do it all over again because we don't mess up. Come on, somebody. We didn't seek first the kingdom. That's why we shipwrecked. That's why things did not happen. That's why some of us, we still suck tonight because we did not seek first the kingdom of God, and we did not wait on God to release us. We did not wait on God to give us the answer. We went up ahead of God. Ain't no such thing. I think I hear from God. Now, he told me a sheep know his voice. A sheep would not fall a stranger. Come on, somebody, tonight. God said, go ahead. When you don't see God, you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't wait on God to give you a release. When he said, go ahead, come on. What you should have been already did, had your vision already wrote down, and you proceeded before God. When God said, tonight, go ahead, you can go ahead and pursue your vision. Tonight, the Father said, he released you tonight to go ahead. Now, some of us ain't going to catch it. You know what? Your mindset has to be changed. Your mindset has to be renewed. Your mindset cannot walk in a spirit of fear. God said he has not given you a spirit of fear, love, and a power in a sign. Perfect love. Cast that off fear. Come on, somebody. You can't go ahead if you walk in fear. Why you doubt what the God says? You don't pray, you don't fast, you don't see God. Come on, somebody. You don't sacrifice everything. Come on, somebody. The Lord said, go ahead, ha, you won't call by. Yeah, no, who she keeps. Why do you want to question it now? Ooh, I'm going to clap right there myself, y'all. I thought this good. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. Let me say it again. Listen tonight. It is the Lord who goes before you and me. Check this out. Before we do anything, God, Lord Jesus, I need you to go before me. God, Lord Jesus, speak to me, God. Speak to me. I don't need no prophet. I don't need no apostle. I don't need no bishop. I am my own prophet. God, I hear for you. God, speak to me. Direction, clarity. When is the time for me to go ahead? Come on. If you're in a place of being still, are you in a righteous place in God? If you in Psalms 84, verse 11, come on, somebody, you can go to the Father, and he said he will not hold no good thing for those who walk up righteous before you. What you're saying, prophetess, pastor, the Lord say, if you in right standing with God on tonight, you can go ahead with your vision, go ahead with your dream, go ahead and do whatever God tell you to do. Why? Because the Father said tonight, I have went before you. Woo! My God, that's good right there. He said, I went before you. And then he said, I'm not going to forsake you. Do not be afraid. I never seen so many men, women of God, that's pastor, apostle, bishops, and prophet. They afraid. Why are you walking in fear? When God said he has not given you a spirit of fear, a love, a power, and a sound mind. And fear is forever them. Appear to be real. What you say? It ain't even there, baby. Come on, somebody. Fear will cripple you. Fear will handicap you. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will make you lose your mind. Fear will cause you to think something to happen. It ain't nothing to happen, but fear. It comes straight from the devil. Fear and faith don't mix. Come on, somebody. Tonight, tell me tonight, the Lord said, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. He said he will not abandon you. Do not fear. Not be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Don't be undercouraged, but be encouraged on tonight. Come on, somebody. Be not dismayed. And the Lord is the one who before you, he will not forsake you. He keeps saying it. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Come on, somebody. Psalms 46, verse 5. If we are filled with the Spirit of God, we might experience. Uh-oh, y'all ready? We might experience falls, failures, but he is right there to pick us up and help us. Come on, somebody. Help us during those times. God will rescue us if we are being defeated. Uh-oh, but defeated by who? Sometimes it can be our own self. Sometimes it ain't got to be the enemy. You know what happened? We're giving the enemy too much credit. Come on, somebody. We might want to be real tonight. We're giving the devil too much credit. And that's why he keep kicking our behind. That's why we keep failing. Why we got to keep making the same over and over again. We're going around the same circle, the same mountain, the same cycle, because you did not learn from the last cycle. That's why you keep getting with the same woman, the same man. It's a pattern. It's a recycle. But you got to break the cycle. That's why you getting defeated. That's why the enemy is kicking your behind. You know why? Because you ain't fasting. You ain't praying. You ain't meditate. You ain't in a quiet place till you can hear from God. We should have to call our bishop, our have for every little thing. We should be mature enough in the realm of the spirit that we know how to go in and pray for us. Oh, tonight I was so tired of dreaming. The Lord said, you ain't calling nobody to pray for you. Go in there and get on your face and get before me. He said, I'm going to restore you. I'm going to replenish you. I'm going to rekindle you. I'm going to revive you. He said, that virtue that you put out at 5 a.m. this morning, the Father say, I'm putting it back in you. He said, put on you some worship music. The worship will take us right into the place where we need to be. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Isaiah 52, verse 12 say, for you will not leave in a hurry, nor flee in haste. Haste means don't make no quick decision. Don't give a quick answer. Don't get a quick solution. Say, hold up, sister, brother. I got to make sure what you're asking me, I have the right answer. I got to make sure what you're asking me, I got to make sure it's accurate. Come on, somebody. God going to hold the prophet, the apostle, the bishop, that pastor, the evangelist. You speak stuff out your mouth, and God ain't said it. Come on, somebody. Whatever he said, he going to confirm his word. He said, out of two or three witnesses, my word shall be established. Stop picking stuff out of your mouth if you know God ain't said it. You need to wait and say, God, it's the time. Let me tell you something. And Prophet Isaiah said, before you finish praying, God said, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you about my faith. Listen, right quick, I'm going to change it. I'm coming back. I got a letter in the mail concerning my mortgage payment. They're increasing. But let me tell you something. Told the company, I'm not paying this amount of money. Do whatever you need to do and do it quickly. I said, I'm not going to pay this trade amount of money because you're not going to increase my mortgage payment to that right there. So I don't know what you're going to do, but I know what I ain't going to do. I got a letter in the mail and say, Ms. Harris, we made a big mistake on your mortgage payment. It's not that much money. Come on, somebody. I called upon them to confirm it. So they said, hold on for a minute, Ms. Harris. That ain't the right amount. Your mind going to be lower. You know why? Because I activated faith. I spoke in faith. I spoke in power because they're anointed. I told them what I ain't going to do. You know why? Because I got the authority. I got the power. My father, I'm Abraham, see faith. Faith work. Faith activate. I'm telling y'all right now, y'all better hear tonight the prophet, the pastor. I promise you, I decree and declare something, and I promise you tonight God showed up and showed up. He said, watch what I'm going to do. The woman said, hold on, Miss Harris. Your payment ain't going to be that much. You know what? Because I told them I'm not paying it. Whatever you got to do, better fix it. I'm not paying that, okay? And I meant what I say. So God has already turned it around. Woo, my God, Isaiah. He turned around. I called last week, and the lady took a letter in the mail. Miss Harris, we made a mistake. Now, don't you tell me that ain't faith. Let me tell you something, baby. It pays up to live holy, live pure, live righteousness. See, you can go to some that scripture, but let me tell you something. You got to be living right. Come on, somebody. You can't go to God any kind of way, and you think God going to answer. No. He said, you got to come to me. Come on, somebody. See, Lord said, you got to come here pure. You got to come with a clean heart. You can't go to God and think God going to do certain things for us. He said, your lifestyle, it ain't lining up. It ain't matching up. See, I know I'm a righteous woman of God. I live holy. I sacrifice. I fast. I pray. I'm up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., on my face, praying not for me, but I'm interceding for who? For the faithful ministry. I'm covering the people. I'm blocking scenes. I'm standing the gap for people. You know why? Because God said, I call you to be the intercessor. It ain't about you. Come on, somebody. I'm going to read this to you. Psalms 84, verse 11. Write it down. Psalms 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he or hope of them walk up righteousness. That's why my mortgage payments came down in less than 2 weeks. Because I'm a holy woman of God. I'm pure. I set myself aside. Our time is this. I sold out to God. I died. Lisa Carol Harris died. 2021 to myself. My body belongs to Romans 12:1. I put my body, I sacrifice my body, and I shall keep my body whole and pure to God, sent who he has assigned to me. Come on, somebody. There's no such thing. If you want to be kept, then God said he keep those that want to be kept. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. Exodus 12:11. Exodus 12:11. So wherever we desire and praying and seeking God, long as we keep God first, know that the Lord has already went before you and me and has cleared the way. The Father said, go ahead. You can't go ahead if you have not spent a time with God. You can't go ahead if you have not been seeking God. You can't go ahead if you have not been fasting. The problem with some of us tonight is too many people in our ear gates. The Bible says don't be tossed here and there. Every wind and doctrine. And can you hear a prophet in time, a apostle in time? We want to run. See, let me tell you something. You can't hear from God when you're doing all of that running. The Lord said, be still and know that I am God. And beside me, there is no other. You can't hear from God when he said, go ahead. And some of us gonna miss this season right here. You know what? Because some of us, we finna get out of place, out of position. We eager, we asking for a position. The Bible said he give grace to the humble. The Lord said, more you humble yourself in due season, we'll exalt you. Son of a, I can't wait on God. But guess what? You're going to shipwreck. You know why? The Bible said, be anxious for nothing. The Bible said, your gifts will make room for you. You ain't going to tell about you. How you know a true prophet? She speaks something out of her mouth, but then the next day it's manifest. I told about on the phone last Monday night. God said he's going to put money in your hand. It ain't going to be your color. It's going to be another color. And he can witness it tonight. It has came to pass. I heard from God, and I spoke the word, release the word. We got to say what God say. Don't add and do not take it away. Come on, somebody. Now, Isaiah 52, verse 12 say, let's see what Isaiah, what is it saying? Okay, the meaning of Isaiah, 52 verse 12. Isaiah said, tell Jerusalem to put up beautiful robes of circumcised and unclean people won't enter the city anymore. Just as Jesus used you was a silent for nothing, a.k.a., okay, did not hand over for a prayer to them until it all was filled. See, some of us, the Lord said tonight, he want to redeem us by, he want to tell us to go ahead, but you cannot go ahead. God said, I can't release nothing on you till you get in your proper place, your proper position. You got to be obeying God. You got to obey your leader. You got to be obedient. How we get rewarded? How we get elevated? By being obedient. Come on, somebody. See, you should have nothing going on when it's your time to be in the house of God. I don't care who it is. You should tell them, listen, we have service on Friday night, Tuesday night. I can come on any other night. But I have an occupation. I mean, I have duties to be in the house of God. We being leaders, we got to get it together. You got to make the program the night that you are not having service. Why? Because if you don't, you out of order. Come on, somebody. The Bible said you better take care of your own house first. Come on, somebody. So we got to be willing and obedient. The Bible said you shall eat the good of the land. We don't think we want to be willing, but we don't want to be obedient. Ooh, my God. See, that's good right there. See, the problem with us, what God said, go ahead. We go, I got what I got today. Much sacrifice, much fasting, much prayer, much dedication, and the number one thing, divine favor upon my life. Everything I got, I spoke by faith. I walk by faith. I operate in faith. I activate my faith. I told them this is what it's going to be. Come on, somebody. God said he gives us authority. He gives us power. You got to. God said if we decree and declare anything in the earth realm, the Father said he will what? Perform it. But what is you saying? Why you not saying nothing? Some of us say something, but we send it out of season. We say something, but it ain't the proper time. Ooh, my God, hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost on tonight. Let me tell you something right now. We better get in a place and position ourselves that we can hear from God. There's been a time now, we better get in line with God, and God said you better do it quickly. See, no man in the day of the hour that God shall appear. Come on, somebody. The Bible say what? Men should always pray. Now that's good, but what about us women? Are we praying? Are we fasting and seeking God? See, we should be covering our leader. We should pray for our leader to have such an effect that he should really know if you pray for him for real. You know what? Because he's going to feel the effect. He's going to know that you pray for him, and not with your mouth, but your heart and your spirit is praying for your leader. Some of us saying it with our mouth, but you ain't doing it. Because you know what? If you're doing it, then your leader going to know. He's going to feel the prayer. Come on, somebody. So you got to be careful when you tell your leader, I'm praying for you. He's going to know if you pray for him or not. But the Holy Ghost will listen, speak up in the realm of the spirit and say, yeah, they praying for you for real. They sincere what they say. See, some of us be doing stuff and the motives is not pure. Come on, somebody. You confess with your heart. But the Bible say you're with your mouth, but your heart is so far from it. That's why you can't go ahead, because you're out of place. You're out of your position. You ain't where you need to be at, and you ain't trying to get there. You know what? Some of us is comfortable in the place. How long you going to stay stuck in that same place? Come on, the boss will go from glory to glory, from face to face. Some of us should be way up better than where we is now. You know why you're not there? Because you don't want to. You're comfortable in that place. And then the key thing is it's going to cost you a great price, a great sacrifice to get where you need to get in the kingdom of God. 5 o'clock in the morning, some of y'all know you ain't going to get up and pray. Let's be real. But see, I have no other choice. You know what? It's a mandate on my life. The all on my life. It calls me to get on my face and pray. When I want to lay in that bed and I want to sleep, the Lord said, get up now. Go in your prayer chamber. Get on your face. You're not praying for you. There's a people going through right now about to commit suicide, about to meet murder, about to give up. God said, you got to go in. You got to interfere. You got to stand in the gap. You got to block stuff. Come on, somebody. That's why I have to stay before God. I can't go here and everywhere. I can't commit in everybody. You know why? Because God told me the God my prophetic, God my oil, God my note on my life. So that's why when people tell me to come to the conference revival, I pray and I see God. God, did you release me to go there? God, is it okay to go there? I don't care who it is. If God said don't go, I ain't going. I had a council revivals. God said you can't go to the revival because they're going to terminate your prophetic anointing. He said the enemy got traps for you. He wants you to prophesy. But God said, In this season, the Holy Ghost said nobody will prostitute your prophetic gift. They don't realize the price you paid for it, and you're paying for the price right now. How you paying for it? Sacrifice. Dying to my flesh. Walking in the spirit that I might not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on, somebody. God said no flesh shall glorify in his sight. He said sin stink in his nostrils. Either you hot or cold, lukewarm, the Father said, I'm going to spew you up out of my mouth. Hallelujah. I got one more. I'm almost done, y'all. I promise you I'm almost done. I got one more scripture. Leviticus 26, verse 12. Leviticus 26, verse 12. When the Lord says stop, Lisa, stop. Now, this right here, it's going to help you right here. You write this down. Leviticus 26, verse 12. And I will walk among you and will be your God. And you shall be my people. Now, if God said, not me, God said, and you shall be, I shall walk among you. Woo! Now, that's good when God say that. God said, wherever you go, I'm walking among you. So you can go in to the lion's den, going to the enemy camp, and God said, I'm walking among you. Remember at the beginning, I said, God said he went before us, and he began to do some things. So he said, I had to go before my people and offer them to be released to go. Prepare yourself for the kingdom of God. Prepare yourself for ministry work. How do you get prepared? Praying, fast, seeking God, meditate, get into that quiet place, shut your phone lines down, stay off of Facebook, stay off of Instagram, stay off of all that stuff that might distract you and cause you to go into error. Let me tell you something, people of God, I'm a witness tonight. You better hear me real good. I have so many men that's coming after me now, trying me now. You know why they're trying me? Because God say, I want you to go and test Lisa. Go ahead. Go test her. Go try her. I'm going to see if she who she said you are. I had to put a bishop in place last night. Come on, I sure did. Yeah, I sure did. As a matter of fact, I rebuke him open. And I guarantee you, he will never, ever again disrespect me. Come on, somebody. See, don't never let a man degrade you. I don't care who he is. If you know he walking in, he in flesh, he in lust, trying to deceive you, trying to trap you, you better immediately shut it down. So the Lord say, I'm going to let men come in your pastors. He said, they ain't going to stop, but I'm going to send them your way. Because reason why I'm sending them your way, because now God said, I'm going to elevate you. So before elevation comes, what happens? Distraction, frustration, aggravation, upset, tired. All that come before elevation time comes. So the father say, I'm letting all the men come, or they're coming, left, north, south, east, west, they're coming. He said, they're coming because I'm testing you. I'm going to see, are you going to be moved? Woo! Oh, my. Are you going to be like Saul's one? Are you going to be petty? Are you going to go by every wind and doubt will come? Come on, somebody. But let me tell you something. I'm planted. I'm rooted. I'm grinding. I'm anchored in God. I'm real. I'm sold out to God. No flesh shall glorify in God's sight. I told the men, you better not try me. Baby, I'm coming. I'm coming. Acts 2 and 38. I'm fully loaded with the word of God. I got a slingshot in my hand. I got a sword in my hand. The word in my mouth. So you better not try me. You better come at me right. Because I promise you, I ain't the one. You don't want to deal with me. Because I've been through some stuff. Come on, somebody. God delivered me out of the hand of the enemy. Come on, somebody. Come on. I don't have time for foolishness. If you will talk about the word of God, talk about the word of God. But don't come with me trying to ungrace me in a sneaky, conniving way. And I already know what you're trying to do. So I'm going to shut it down. I shut a fisher down last night. Yes, I did. I showed thee. I guarantee he won't try me no more. I guarantee you that he know who I am in the kingdom of God. I don't have time to play with the devil. I ain't got time to play with the enemy. Come on, somebody. You play with fire, you're going to get burned. I can't afford to play. I can't afford to help walk into the little flesh, the little love. And I can't do that. You know why? Because of my position. You know why? Because he know God is going to elevate me. Come on. So that's why I got to walk, show no extra careful. I got to be extra careful now what I say, what I do, where I go, who I hang around with. Come on, somebody. The anointing, the all on our life, a great price that we sacrifice daily. Tonight, the Father said, tell my people that I said, go ahead. I did prayer on last Friday night. The Lord spoke and say, he said, you got the keys in your hand. Unlock the gate. The Lord said, why some of us can't get what we got? Because we got a big old gate up 12 feet high. Can't nobody get under? Can't nobody go over? Can't nobody cross over? Because God said last Friday night, he said, unlock the gate. Let my people come in. See, we can't be walking in no fear and talking about we got the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. When you get the real Holy Ghost, you don't walk in fear. You walk in faith. You don't care what the enemy is saying. I don't care what nobody's saying. The Bible said, who report shall you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. Come on, somebody. If God spoken it, I'm almost Shonda. If he spoke it, that's all that matter. How you know? I tried God on last week when I got that letter out of my mailbox, and I opened up that letter, and my payment shot up almost $200. I told the devil, it ain't happening. I ain't paying it. You do what you got to do, put the house up for sale. I ain't paying it. And let me tell you how bad God is. And I spoke on the phone to the lady, the customer, I told her, I'm not paying it. She said, Miss Harris, I'll get back with you. I promise y'all. I got a letter mail about last week. She said, Miss Harris, we made a big mistake on the letter. Discord this letter. You don't be paying that much money. You know why? Because I told the devil, I ain't paying. I spoke it out of my mouth on the phone line, and I told the lady, I'm not paying it. Do what you got to do. You better do it quickly. Got another letter in the middle of the day. Payment down to what I said. You know why? Because I have faith. I'm living righteous, holy before God. So when I go before my daddy, I can ask him anything in his name, according to his will. He said he's told me in his word, if Lisa delight herself in the Lord, he shall give me my very heart desire. And he said, I just read Psalms 84:11, he will not hold no good thing for those who walk upright, right standing with God. I promise you, favor ain't spare. How do you know? I want favor on my life. Wherever I go, faith. I walk in a dealership. I told the people, this is what I'm going to pay for my vehicle. I told them that. Because you know what? I walk in faith. I walk in authority. How can I do that? Because my God told me, I went ahead of you, Lisa. Ha, ha. Tonight, I'm telling you, y'all better catch up and wake up. God don't spoke it saying, tell my people tonight, I have went before them. I just read. He said, I'm with you. I'm among you. Long as you know God is among you. Come on, somebody. He said, Emmanuel means God is with you. You got to know that you know that God is with you. He said, tonight, tell my people. Come on, I just read Leviticus 26:12. Tell my people I walk among them. You don't have to fear what no man or woman say. You ain't got to fear what no apostle, no bishop, no elder, no pastor, no prophet, no overseer, archbishop. You better be saying, well, what did God tell you? That's why, let me tell you one thing, people of God, on this life tonight. Stop telling your dream. Stop telling your vision. Stop telling everybody your business. Come on, somebody. You got dream killer. You got vision killer. You got hater. You got people who want to prostitute your gift. Come on, somebody. People want to have your miscarry. Want you to boy your baby. Have a premature baby. I call my Shanda the old shiki. Oh, my God. She keep my door. Shanda. Yay, God. Mama. Shando, Baba. Seke. Ooh, she keep my own. Baba, Shando. The Lord said, he keep my shubi. I told Baba, Tata. And the Lord said, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Yay. Do we walk through the valley, the shadow of death. Fear no evil, but I am with you. So tonight, why you fear? Why? Father said, I'm with you. So why are you fearing? Why is it you don't know if it's God speaking? How is it you say, I'm not sure? Confidence in God. God said, whatever he started, he will complete it. God do not start no vision, no dreams, no goals, no promises. He said, whatever he start, he shall complete it. He shall finish it. Why we don't finish it? You know why? Because we lose faith. That's good right there. Come on, somebody. Before you build a house, you got to draw the blueprints. Come on, somebody. You got to lay the foundation first. Then you build your house. See, some of us tonight, we're building our house on the wrong foundation. That's part of your house is falling in. Your house is sinking. You about to drown. You about to lose it because you built your house on the wrong foundation. Woo! My God, you better hear me tonight. What is the house? Your heart. Where's the house? It could be your mind, your spirit tonight. Where are you? Woo! Did he tell Adam where you? Where are you, Adam? Where you at? Who told you were naked? See, tonight God said, "What? Where are you? Where you at? for you. I'm looking for you. I'm seeking now for my prayer intercession. I'm seeking now for my chosen sons and daughters. The Papa said, are you in your proper place? This is our season. The Father said he download a new revelation. He download new wisdom. He download new knowledge. But the Father said, are you in your proper place? Are you in a place to be able to receive what the Father is downloading? Oh, my. He said, I'm downloading some things for my people. But he said, who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and me tonight? I hear the Father say, you know what I mean? Go ahead, Lisa. I'm walking among you. I went ahead of you, Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. That's why I got what I got. That's why my payment came down to $200 less. You better hear me, because of my faith. I activate my faith. I told them, this is not what I'm going to pay. Do what you got to do. And I'll wait to hear back from you. Guess what? I didn't have to make no phone call. I got letters in the mail. God turning around. Woo! My God of Zion, he can do it for you and me tonight. But your faith, you got to be in line with God. You got to be living right before God. You can't come to God no any kind of way. Come on, somebody. God said he would not dwell in an unclean house, unclean temple, unclean vessel, and an unclean body. He said, holiness of hell, choose this night. Who shall you serve tonight? Mama shall buy. Ain't no two masters. Ain't no two gods. Choose tonight. Who will you serve? Who will you follow? My God, be still. Know that I am God beside me. There is no other. He said, I lead you beside the sea of water. Why? Because he want to clear your mind. Mama Shata. He want to wash your mind. Mama Shata. He want to detox your mind. Mama Tobabato. He want to purify your mind. Purge it tonight. The blood still work tonight. Mama Shata, if you bleed the blood, I promise you, the blood will work tonight. When last time you bled the blood of Jesus, when last time you cover your house, every night before I go to bed, I command the angels, God, all three of my doors, God, my door, set a watch over my house, I plead the blood, plotting the blood over my front door, my back door, my car. When the enemy try to come up on, he can't come up on my driveway. You know what? Because the blood is out there. Woo! Hallelujah. The Bible says when the enemy come to your house, he will see the blood. He got to cross over to the neighbor house. But you know what? We should be praying for the neighbor house too. Oh, my God. Don't be selfish. Pray without ceasing. I pray tonight this word has set a blaze of fire. Pray this word will begin to change you. I pray this word will push you into your destiny, cause you. Get up at 5 a.m. Get on your face and pray. Fast, sacrifice. I went all day without eating nothing, but I had one cup of coffee. You know what? I was desperate to be able to release something for y'all tonight. You can't, it's a word for you fool. Ain't nobody hearing me now. I'm going to say amen to my own self right there. When you come, when you minister, preach the word of God, you should eat after you get off the line. Because if you're so full, you can't give out what God's given you because you're full. And you're stuck just like chalk. Amen, somebody. Pastor E, I'm done. It's in your hand, man of God. God bless you. Hallelujah. In your hand, Pastor E. Bless you, man of God.
Good evening.
Thank
praise
you.
God. Praise God. Yes, we thank God.
Hallelujah.
And that I can do what God has called me to do. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm
going to
open the lines up. I don't know if you guys heard. I had two phones going. One was muted. One was not. I'm just encouraged. You lit a fire tonight if you didn't hear this before. And whether male or female, and I really heard the cry to the women out there tonight, don't be discarded. Don't be taken advantage of. Don't just be treated any kind of way. And stand on the solid foundation to what God has called us all to. The one thing Jesus has done is made us all, I call it equal, because when he says that you don't respect a person, that puts us all on the same level. It doesn't mean that my gift is not the same as yours, or you do what I do. That makes us on the same level because he's no respecter person, and he's really looking for all of us to step the game up. See, you know, some may get discouraged, or not discouraged, or deceived that you can be covered by somebody, and their covering is your salvation. That's a lie, and it won't ever come. You must take your own responsibility for your call in God. You must take responsibility for your own position in God. And most importantly, your own salvation is up to you. Someone told me the other day, can I lose my salvation? I said, no, not in heaven, but on earth. You can show enough missing. Because what God has done has been finished. My salvation in heaven is finished. My name in heaven is already predestined. But what do I do on earth to line up to that where it is recognized by me? I see it.
That's it right there.
And I heard the word when you're preaching tonight is that you see it in you. These things that God is doing for you is not a pat on the shoulder. It's a confirmation that when you stand on the promises of God and you learn to speak the word of God in your own circumstance, God will move for you because of your obedience and your willingness to follow him. So, hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad I was here tonight for this word. I heard Pastor Terry, and I didn't mean to mute her because she was actually doing it, but I was on such a fire that I had to come in. Pastor Terry, come on in. Let me speak now with Prophetess
Lisa. Amen. You know what? I just enjoyed Prophetess Lisa. I enjoyed you tonight. But you, like you said, getting up at 5 a.m. in the morning, sometimes it's 4, 3:30, whatever time the Lord puts on my heart to get up. And I pray for our team. I pray for you guys one-on-one personally because I know to get out and share the word of God. I pray that he restores us as we pour out. We have to be restored too. And you, like you said, for Pastor Rita, put on that song first. Spirit, send your spirit, God. We got to call on the Holy Spirit that when we need him so we can pour out the spirit to others so they can see that spirit within us. So God bless you. God love you. And you know I love you too. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pablo.
No, I just said amen to that. I said, thank you, my beautiful sister.
Oh, okay, amen. There are many are still on the broadcast. Dial one if you want to tap in with Prophetess Lisa tonight. You may be that one person. I really need you to hear this. That one, you don't even know why you're here. I didn't invite you. Prophetess Lisa didn't invite you. You just saw it on the online, and you started listening, and you really are encouraged to say something. You're online. You have to dial 319-527-6173. Dial one. We want to talk to you because I was you once in my life. So was Father Jesus. So was Pastor Terry. And anybody else on here that would tell the truth. We were just like you. Lost. Didn't know what we were going to do. We thought drugs was the answer. We thought sex was the answer. We thought crime was the answer. We thought we were the answer until we found out that Jesus is the answer for everything. We need you to dial one right now. But for anybody else out there, dial one, come into conversation. You need prayer. You need agreement. You need us to be in total unity with you. Dial one. That's what we're here for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to push you to our area code 850, last 4-6387. You are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Hello.
Amen. You on?
Oh, this prophet is Ron. I was sitting there. How you doing, Mama?
I'm doing good, baby. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Still been praying and still trying to maintain. I was sitting there. I was just listening. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the word, and it was powerful because there's a lot of young leaders. They're growing up, they're up under a lot of things and emotional problems that some things that may be causing the churches that are really destroying them to really, you know, give them effect to leave the churches. But, you know, it's also good to have praying family or, you know, people that's in your corner that can reach out to God just as well as you can. Because I was the type of person, you know, I knew I had it was something about my calling that was on my life. You know, as of I've been, you know, hurt as of a child growing up, and, you know, my mom and dad have been in the church since they was 18 years old and things that happened. So it turned me to a better person. But I thank God that they raised me up in the church, because no matter where I went and what I've done, God always stayed by my side. I always knew who God was. And, you know, as he's saying things and not knowing who you are, but by the time you start getting up in age, you start, you know, you have people that start to implant things in your ear. They start to feed your seed off of the wrong things because of the fact that they feel like you're vulnerable. You know, when your spirit dies down, that means all hope and everything is gone. You know, I was a person that, was close related to a gang, sold drugs, did this and did that because of the fact that, you know, it was the pain that I was carrying and like basically a rough marriage and things that I went through. But as God started to speak through me, as if I was so much of a follower, God, you know, he reached deep down in the pits and pulled me out to show me that I was a leader. I didn't know my potential. I didn't know the gift, but it takes people to help birth it out of you. It takes true man and true woman of God to show you who you really are, because it's a lot of people that will put buzzes in your ear that will tell you things that would not come to pass because they are false. So, you know, you have to try the spirit by the spirit. And, you know, I grew up in apostolic. So a lot of things got hard in my life because I didn't know where to turn, where to go, because God had to break me down. God had to put me into a place where I can only call on him to know him for myself. I haven't forgotten. He didn't leave me. I left him because of the fact that I didn't know where else to turn or what to do. So I always pray. I say, God, you know, there's some things that I know that I've done in my life that wasn't right. Mm-hmm. At the age of 17, I could have been facing 36 years. But, you know, a conflict that a guy, you know, pushed my mom down. And if it wasn't for the person recorded, basically if it wasn't for God, you know, I would be, ooh, Jesus, I would be lost for real. And I speak to the younger ones, you know what I'm saying, even though the things that I did, what I did, even though I was, like, basically connected with the wrong people, the reason why I knew I had a calling on my life, because out of all the things I did, never been to prison, never went to jail. And I'm 30 years old now. And it was some things like dark clouds that was around me that I couldn't see my way out because the shackles, they were so heavy over my face. And it's like the enemy, he actually really didn't want me to find out who I was. You know, I don't been through a rough marriage, you know, going through a lot now, but I'm still praying and hoping that things change. You know, and everybody was telling me, you know, as I was coming up, I was dumb, stupid, retarded. Oh, you need counseling. You want mountain this. You want mountain that. But as God started to raise me and started to teach me, because, you know, sometimes men can't teach you what God can teach you, and women can't either. So, you know, everybody cannot walk into your shoes. Everybody cannot go where God wants you to go. Sometimes God has to place you in places and send you places alone in order for you to learn things on your own, because you came in this world. So evidently you're going to leave out this world alone by yourself. You know, we so much, you know, put our trust and depend on people instead of looking at God, instead of looking at the hill for which our strength comes from, which is God. We take our eyes off of God.
That's right.
All because of sometimes distractions and the things that may look good or may sound good, you know, we let it, you know, feed it to our spirit, you know, as of, you know, like when you are out and, you know, you're doing things with people that, you know, what you're doing is contracting spirit. You know, different spirits are hopping on you when you intertwine with people. You know, I don't care if it's sex part of whatever you're doing, you know, spirit jumps. And, you know, sometimes I have learned a lesson that I had to be very careful who I let put their hands on me, because I got sick as a dog at one point in time. I mean, I was sick for so long. I'm like, you know, people, they some of their hands is unclean. And, you know, and they tell you things, you know, because you'll have men and you'll have women that will flip the Bible around. They will tell you what they want you to hear, but they will leave the most important things out. That's why the Bible says we have to stand and show ourselves approved, you know, by, you know, for God. But you have some people, you know, they like to beat people down. They throw rocks and hide their hands, because most churches I went around a lot of churches, AME, Baptists, you know, Catholics, you know, I coordinated with a lot of people, AMEs, and, you know, and I thank God for him having me to go around and visit different churches, because it was a lot of things that he really had to show me that I had to prepare myself for when I was going through my stages of, you know, of a prophet. And sometimes we can speak things and not know what we're saying, but some things can come to pass and we like, huh, did I just say that? But we don't understand it, because sometimes, you know, some churches is not feeding us the proper, you know, bread. They're not giving it to us the right way. And then, you know, it's most churches that they are, you know, really in competition about, you know, members, because they see that the anointing that's on a person's life, they will tell them they belong there. You know, and I used to tell people, you know, I used to serve and do this and do that and, you know, break my back for people. And what happened was, out of the one that wanted to be, well, they said that they was my spiritual mom, my spiritual father, they betrayed me, they left me. But as God started raising me up, I didn't really hear from those people no more. You know,
that's
because,
right. That's right. Just like, get plenty from that. Prophet is Ron. I got a question. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, I'm 59. Your life sounds like mine, and I have went through all of those changes and all of those transitions and all of those disappointments. But one thing always showed true, as the woman of God shared, when you trust in God, He will always come through, because it's already done. And man, I'm excited. You know, I really and truly, we should have had, we'll have you back if you'd like to come on the network and share. We have a Man Up, the movement program, that I think you will really be dynamic and share with some of our younger men. But I just want to say to you that don't think you're alone. As I'm saying it, my phone just went off, got a couple of texts from some of my road dogs that listened and said, man, that sounds like me 20 years ago. That sounds like me 30 years ago, you know, when we've been through those things. But we're in that blossoming stage in life when God is really turning it around, because we're seeing Him work through us instead of working through somebody else. I encourage you to keep that push, to know that what the work God does in you is what the result comes out of you. And the people
right.
will see that all of your hard labor, all of your tearing, all of your praying, all of your laying, and all of your believing is God's proof that you've been honorable to Him. So, my brother, I heard you call Prophetess Lisa mom, sister, something close. I'm definitely gonna have her connect us, because I believe your story, your fire will be a dynamic message here on the Now Network on our Man Up the Moment broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Bless you. Come on, we got about 3 minutes. Anybody else out there that needs to get this conversation, or just needs prayer, or just needs to get it out, dial one. That's what we're here for, is that everybody here has an opportunity to share what is in your spirit, especially when the fire has been lit by the word of God. Come on, dial one. And that one person that needs prayer, that one person that doesn't know Him as your personal Lord and Savior, please dial one. We have a green room and nobody has to hear. But we can definitely show you how we were led to this relationship. Well, amen. Hallelujah. Prophetess, awesome, awesome, awesome word. You have done a spectacular job. Wait a minute. Here's another hand being raised. Area code 850. Last 4213. You are live with Prophetess Lisa.
Yes, this is Peterson. I just wanted to let Prophetess Lewis know that was an awesome word from God. I really, truly enjoyed it, and I just thank God. It was something that she was saying. All of it was good, but when she was speaking on, you can have a blueprint of your house. The Spirit said to me, how qualified is the contractor? Because, you know, sometimes they have the blueprint, and the blueprint is correct, but they want to take shortcuts. They don't want to be obedient. And I'm off. I just enjoyed the word.
Thank you so much for it. We all enjoyed it. See, when the word goes forward, you can't hold your breath or your peace. Amen.
Amen.
Prophetess Lisa, that is our last caller. Go ahead and any last remarks that you have, and then pray us out of here.
Amen. I just want to thank God, everyone, and darling, tonight. Even some people did not say anything, but I thank God for my godson. God just connected me and him Sunday. And I thank God, even on tonight, I see the growth in him as I was just sharing some things with him about the word of God. And I told him, I said, God has assigned you and me to you for me to help you. To help you get where you need to get at. Everybody needs a spiritual advisor, but you got to have the right spirit of God. You can't have everybody speaking in your ear. You got to make sure the most I told him, I will only tell you the truth. If you want to know the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth. Make sure you want me to be your spiritual mom because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to help you, and I'm going to take you right into the word of God. God promised me years ago, he said, you're going to have a whole lot of sons and a whole lot of daughters. And reason why, because I walk in a spirit of humility, and I have love for people, and I have compassion. I have the heart of God. And Pastor E., God has chosen me to be a pastor. I've been running from the calling like 7 years of Pastor E. But I told God 2022, I give up. God, I surrender and prophesied over me. My father from down to Texas are going on to be with the Lord. He said, you know you're going to be a pastor. I know them by Albany, Georgia. I know them from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He said, you know you're a pastor. And I told God I didn't want let my husband be the apostle, the bishop, and just let me serve him, walk or just work. But God said, no. He said, you're a pastor because you got a heart like the king. He said, you got a heart like me. You know how to minister to the people. You know how to love them. You know how to just have compassion on them. He said, you don't come to judge, but you come to build up. Come on. So I accept my calling, Pastor E, Pastor Terry, to be a pastor. I told the Father, I'm tired. I repent to him, telling him what I didn't want to do. He said, it ain't about you. He said, you're going to be a good pastor. He said, people going to be around you because the love that you have in your heart for people. So I said,
amen.
Father, I surrender.
Amen.
I told God.
Surrender.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
I do want to share this before we pray out. We are having a national prayer vigil for for no more race on race crime, no more murders. And as you guys know, out here in California, it's triple the numbers, especially in pre-COVID. But on this Saturday and this Sunday, we are having a 48-hour prayer vigil starting at 12 a.m. midnight on the Pacific Coast. So that'll be 1 o'clock Mountain, 2 o'clock on Central, and 3 o'clock on the East Coast. But at 5 a.m., I will be praying for an hour straight. And then Dr. Julie is coming after me and some other team members that have gotten involved. Pastor Terry, I need to talk to you because I need some help on some hosting and stuff like that. But
amen.
If you guys are interested, just look on my page, Pastor E, on Facebook. Look on Prophet Lisa's page. You'll see me connected. And get involved in this prayer. You don't have to be praying online. You can still be praying with us. And this is national. We're stopping killing. We're stopping murders. We're tired of the peace rise. We're ready for the peace to reside. And so it's only by prayer that will happen. Join us this weekend for that, and we're encouraged. Go ahead and pray us out here.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Father God, just want to say thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, it just wouldn't be enough. God, I pray tonight that your peoples have heard the word of the Lord came from you, not from me. I'm just a messenger, God. I pray, God, that they will seek you first, the kingdom of God, and they will prepare themselves, God, for whatever you have birthed in them, whatever you have scathed them. Father God, let them stay in a place
and in position, God. Let them walk in total obedience unto you, God, and then unto the leaders, oh God. You said we be willing and obedient. We shall eat the good of the land. Tonight, Father God, I call, I cover every person on this line tonight, God. I cover their mind in the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood and apply the blood of them right now. I put a bloodline covered around them. I place your hedges, your shield around them on tonight. Everybody shall get sweet sleep. I intercede. I stand in the gap. I block every spirit that's not of you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, God, this is our year of double, double blessing, oh God. And continue to bless Pastor E, God, as she worked the night network in California, God. Continue to connect him with men and women of God that will catch the vision and begin to help them push the vision, oh God. We thank you, God, that he is a man after God's own heart. I thank you that he's given women an opportunity to be the comfort. I thank you for our connection, oh God. Continue to bless Pastor Terry and keep her, oh God. Strengthen her, God. She stand beside the man of God. And Father God, we do give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory tonight. We honor you tonight. We welcome you tonight. I decree and declare that we all shall get sweet sleep. We shall be refreshed, revived, restored, replenished, and replenished. And we give you praise and glory and honor. And we salute you by saying hallelujah. I love you all. Have a very, very blessed night. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.